big challenge that Russia is facing is actually finding enough ships to be able to move all of the crude and refined products at anything above the oil price cap. Around 3/4 of all the refined products are currently being moved by ships that are provided by the EU, the G7, and Norway. And those services also apply to around 2/3 of all of the crude oil. So whilst Russia is making a lot of noise saying that it's not going to comply with the oil price cap and it will ban any country that signs up to it, in reality, it's having to do deals below that cap level in order to keep all of those services current. There simply isn't enough capacity in the global shipping market for Russia to be able to walk away from all of those vessels. So it's impossible to avoid the price cap. Even if Russia says that it wants to ignore it, it won't be able to. So whatever the refined oil price cap is set at, that's going to benchmark exactly where Russia is able to sell all of its product. So what we're seeing in oil is a huge reduction in revenues for Russia, and that's going to get worse over the course of the next 3 to 6 months.